We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk some Minnesota politics with our buddy Blois Olson on what we call the Morning Take. Our time is 6:20, 15 degrees. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave Lee.
And again, heads up, folks. There's just enough snow on the road to grease things up this morning, so it's going to be a bit of a slow commute. Just know that. Hey, Blois, so we talked about this Met Council, what's going on, and it's one of your lead stories today.
It is. We have a list of all 16 finalists for the Met Council. Well, there's 16 districts, and there's four finalists for each district. So that's about 64 people who've been named as finalists. They will all go through interviews. There's a committee, a selection committee, that's been appointed by the governor and Met Council Chair Nora Slawik. And there's some Republican names on the list, like former State Rep Keith Franke and some others. So the idea that they could maybe get some bipartisan appointments to the Met Council, and all of those members serve at the pleasure of the governor. So he gets to appoint all 16. And of course, whether it's transit or planning, the Met Council sometimes finds itself receiving a lot of scrutiny. And it'll be interesting to see just kind of how they make out this final list.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a big one. I mean, it's a pretty high visibility job, too, it turns out. Hey, let me ask you, Blois, about the Senate District 11 this morning.
Yeah, sure. There's a primary this morning and all day, actually, till polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. This is the seat that Tony Lorie vacated when he became the HHS commissioner and Governor Walz appointed him. And there's a DFL primary there. So Michelle Lee, the former Duluth news anchor who ran for Congress, is running for the state Senate seat. She actually got the DFL endorsement last weekend. She's running against Stu Lorie, the son of Tony Lorie and the grandson of Becky Lorie. Those were the two last state senators in the seat. Stu Lorie has a lot of the institutional investments, endorsements from Education Minnesota, the AFL-CIO, et cetera. Michelle Lee has kind of run much more of a grassroots campaign, and it seems as though the activists may not like this idea that just because your last name's Lorie, you're going to be the next senator. So we'll watch and have those results first thing in the morning.
Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz picked a Department of Human Services commissioner, and by all accounts, Blois, it seems to be a good pick, huh?
Well, it does, because health care is such a big issue, and that's where the kind of line. You kind of align what you need to work on with your commissioner picks. And Tony Lorie has the trust of legislators. He has the trust of activists. And apparently he has Governor Walz's trust, too. But it'll be interesting to see how they navigate it, because the tension between how do you move to either a single-payer system or this Minnesota Care buy-in that Tim Walz campaigned on is going to be tricky. And there's a lot of pressure to make sure that the cost of health care goes down or stays the same but does not go up.
There, the session kicks in again today after the holiday yesterday, and one of the things that will come up are background checks for teachers and some other related items. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, there's a bill that's dropped from Sandra Erickson that would require a deeper background check on teachers and more frequent background checks. So, for instance, if a teacher's been there 10 years, that they'd have kind of a refresher on the background check. There's been a couple instances where teachers have had crimes that didn't get picked up in hiring, and they want to make sure that that gets picked up. The other big piece is we're going to have that first hearing on the hands-free cell phone bill today at 12:45, and that'll get a lot of buzz and obviously a big discussion. And the idea of, do we just increase fines on distracted driving, or do we go to being a hands-free state?
Hey, Blois, do you expect more bills to get worked on here early in the session?
Yeah, it's interesting. They keep talking about passing a couple and creating some momentum for the legislature and the governor to work together. The one that has the most momentum is actually the election security bill that Governor Dayton vetoed last year. Other than that, there hasn't been a lot of momentum for any big issues. This hands-free bill could be it, but my gut is that it'll get gummed up in the works with you know, kind of some internal caucus positions where certain parties will take certain positions and kind of try to negotiate it out a little more.
As a parent of a daughter who attended the University of Minnesota, I'm watching this tuition increase for the University of Minnesota students. And what are the lawmakers saying about it?
Well, they're split. I mean, they realize that, you know, they've had these tuition freezes on and off and that they're just not sustainable. The cost of everything goes up, so tuition will. But the cost of higher ed is one of those things that needs to be affordable. Otherwise, people are going to stop going, or they come out with so much debt that they can't, you know, contribute to the economy. And so there's a little bit of a partisan divide there. Republicans really want the university to cut some overhead, and Democrats want to make sure they keep tuition low. So that'll come out in the final budget. But know that this is probably Eric Kaler's last big job, is to make sure the university gets what it asks for.
What are you keeping your eye on today?
I'm going to watch that hands-free bill and just kind of see where people divide out on that. And then Tina Smith has another kind of meeting on the government shutdown and what else is impacted by that, because more and more impact is coming throughout. So, like, the university has a couple million dollars in unreimbursed expenses that it's incurred, and local government is starting to have unreimbursed expenses. So the longer we go, the more pain or kind of tricky accounting these local units of government are going to need to do.
Blois, if I want to read your email every day, how do I do that?
And David, just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
How about that idea of an outdoor hockey game now, away from politics for a second? And then they have it for the NHL, and Mike Max was talking about this. We were talking about this yesterday at 7:40. So you have it up in International Falls and in Canada, would that be Rainy Lake, right, something like that?
Yeah.
And so you have half the rink in Minnesota, half the rink in Canada, and the Jets play the Wild on New Year's Day.
I think that's a great idea, but I want to make sure that the weather is like 20 below like it was in Bemidji last weekend.
Yeah.
So that we can really show off that, quote, bold north and show how hardy we are. And I think the Canadians would be for that because they don't want these things in L.A. either.
Oh, gosh. I just think it would be a great experience.
That would be a lot of fun.
But yeah. I'm pretty sure International Falls January 1st would be just fine, I'm guessing.
Okay. So, right, sounds good.
All right, Blaise.
We could bring the show up there, right?
Absolutely. You kidding me? Right. That would be great. He is Blaise Olson here at 627 WC.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.